Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Tonight, President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, indicted on three felony gun charges for allegedly lying about his drug use when buying a gun.
Tonight, the major new development in the investigation into Hunter Biden, now indicted on new federal gun charges brought by a special counsel. The president's son charged with three counts related to buying and possessing a gun while using narcotics. It comes weeks after his plea deal on tax and gun charges collapsed in court.
Tonight, the breaking news. Hunter Biden indicted on three felony charges, all tied to his alleged possession of a gun while using narcotics. The new information as the president's son faces possible jail time.
All right, so he lied on the form and said he didn't use drugs. He lied to the gun dealer, the arms dealer. I heard one person refer to it. Okay. The guy who stole the gun. The arms dealer, yeah. You know, hey, you want an M60. Anyway, and then he used cocaine or whatever, you know, some drug, while he had possession of. So all of these three things are three separate flavors of the same exact thing. And now, you know, he's being indicted. The first time a sitting president's ever had a child indicted. I'm against this. I mean, you got to enforce the law. But this whole thing to me stinks of bloodlust by the Republicans. Like, this is politics by other means. And if it were being done the other direction, like if, you know, somebody was going after Trump's kid for something that he did wrong, you'd be screaming that it was politics by other means. That it was abuse of the justice. Well, Andrew, you don't understand. That's exactly what they do against Trump. Okay, does that make it right for you to do it? I mean, that's, come on. In a normal world, would this has nothing to do with Burisma. You know, this has nothing to do with Ukraine. This has nothing to do with selling influence. This is, well, we're trying to get him on something and we can get him on this. That's just, it's not the way a justice system is supposed to work. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the old story of, well, you know, you get Al Capone on tax evasion. Yeah, but this is more like getting Al Capone's kid, you know what I mean? Like, and on some parking ticket or something. Like, it's so, Andrew, you telling me that, you know, using substances and having a gun isn't a problem? Okay, let me ask you this question. Since you're so sure this is a great case for prosecution, are you the kind of person that thinks that people ought to be disqualified for their gun rights for something like this? Do you? I mean, maybe you do. If you are, if so, at least then you're consistent. But I think a lot of the loudest voices on this Hunter Biden indictment are going to be people who would typically be against restrictions on gun ownership, even maybe for somebody who's had drug use issues. I don't know. I mean, I'm not putting words in your mouth, but you know what I mean? Like, they're not typically the ones that are rushing in favor of gun restrictions. So this is all about getting daddy. This is all about getting him on something and frustration that you can't get him on the big stuff that you're sure is true and might be. But that doesn't make this okay. This is ugly. That's the way it looks to me. And I'm a Republican. You know, and look, if we don't call out our folks for this kind of stuff, then tell me this isn't political. Again, what would you say if they were coming after Trump's kids? What would you say? You would say the exact same thing, right? 714 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Meanwhile, NBC, I think this is Kristen Welker is going to be doing Meet the Press now, and they've released a teaser clip of her interview coming up this Sunday with former President Trump, which, well, it's been a while since I really listened to President Trump do an awful lot of things. I just, you know, haven't been watching his rallies. I don't really read True Social, except where once in a while it shows up as something that I really absolutely have to pay attention to. And so he does an interview with her. Now, where did it go? I had it right in front of me, and now all of a sudden it is just completely... Oh, I know what happened. I have it over here. I had gotten at it, and then I had put something else. Here we go. This is Kristen Welker interviewing President Trump, part of the interview that's going to come out Sunday.
Mr. President, if you were reelected, would you pardon yourself?
I could have pardoned myself. Do you know what? I was given an option to pardon myself. I could have pardoned myself when I left. People said, would you like to pardon yourself? I had a couple of attorneys that said, you can do it if you want. I had some people that said it would look bad if you do it, because I think it would look terrible. I said, here's the story.
What in the actual ramble is going on here? Well, let me tell you, in the second grade, I heard a story about a guy who got pardoned. And then, you know, I was around the campfire one time, and we were talking about pardons. And the other day, I went fishing, and, you know, I caught a fish, and I thought about pardoning him. And, you know, what was the question again exactly? Where? Just, good Lord.
These people are thugs, horrible people, fascists, Marxists, sick people. They've been after me from the day I came down the escalator with Melania. And I did a great job as president. People are acknowledged. Great economy, great jobs, great this, great that. Rebuilt the military.
Again, I ask, what in the actual ramble is going on here? The question was, would you pardon yourself?
Space Force, everything. I could go on forever. Let me just tell you.
He did.
I said, the last thing I'd ever do is give myself a pardon.
Okay. All right. So 38 seconds of non sequitur. Followed by, I haven't listened to the former president talk in a while, and I know this is kind of his style, but good grief. 716 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I'm getting a bunch of texts here. Let's see. I think it would be worse to just ignore it and not prosecute. Oh, by the way, you know, the argument has been that he got a special deal, that the deal that they cut that got denied by the judge for Hunter Biden, that was a special favor. Okay. But doesn't this also look like a special disfavor? I mean, special treatment can go both ways, right? Excessively kind and also excessively mean, right? And that's kind of where we are here. Let's see. I disagree with, as hard as the Democrats are on the Second Amendment laws, it makes it okay for me. Anybody that lies on a 4473 needs to go to jail. So they're, you know, saying that because Democrats in general are for gun control. I agree to an extent, but would you lie in a federal forum? No, but I also wouldn't do a lot of the things that Hunter Biden has done. Somebody says breaking the law is breaking the law. Someone illegally crossed the border for a better life, it's still illegal. Again, agreed, but there's an extra zeal involved here, don't you think? You know, anything to get Hunter Biden somehow or other. Same sentiment here. Somebody says breaking the law is breaking the law. That's the same one. However, I have to say that it does appear that there is a double standard when it comes to this sort of stuff. 437-1620 Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And watching an accident in Milton. It's at Avalon and Cyanamid, and it's blocked southbound now on Avalon near that intersection. If you have traffic tips, you can text them in at 437-1620. That's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. 250-3756 for no hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. Coming up, we'll be joined by Dave Greenwood with the Escambia County Water Safety Chief. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. You know, one of our newer advertisers, ProHealth Florida, great locally owned, female-owned company for more than 35 years, best of the Bay, best of the coast, best of Pensacola. They've got 7 different locations, Gulf Breeze next to the Whataburger by Andrews, Santa Rosa Beach, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, Pensacola on Summit, and Pensacola on College behind the Sam's Club. They have primary care and urgent care. You can just walk in. 8 to 4 Monday through Friday in Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, and Fort Walton. Saturdays 8 to 1 in the Sam's, by the Sam's Club location in Pensacola. Lab work can get done there, occupational health screenings, or they can come to you if need be. Comprehensive medical weight loss program. And so it's like a health clinic for you, right, for any of your needs. But here's the thing. If you don't have insurance, and if you don't have insurance and you'd like to get on a plan that's like an alternative to insurance, they have a ProHealth medical membership plan, $45 a month. Unlimited primary care visits, zero copay, 24/7 access to Teladoc services, annual physical, annual flu shot, 25% off lab work that's already affordable, 25% off procedures, a monthly B12 shot, and no catches. So if you need anything like that, or if you're interested in finding out more about the medical membership plan, either stop by in person at any of the 7 locations or visit them online at prohealthfl.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. Is there anything God can't do? The answer is yes. God can't lie, God can't change, and God can't let you into heaven if you haven't been born again. Personally, I was born again in 1988 as a 9-year-old boy. It was then that I realized that I was a sinner and I had broken God's holy and righteous standard. I called upon Jesus to save me from the consequences of my sin. I believed that he was virgin born and lived a sinless life and died in my place and then conquered death by rising from the grave. It was then that I was gloriously born again. If you haven't been born again, if you haven't been saved, today is the day of salvation. I urge you to call upon Christ today before it's eternally too late.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. This spring, weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. See you at David's.
Deep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Got it.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off! Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 722 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We've got Dave Greenwood, he's the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Always joins us at this time on a Friday to preview the conditions of the Gulf here for us on the weekend. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. How has it been this week, and what are we looking at for this weekend?
Well, the Gulf has been flat and glass-like. I was in the water yesterday, and the water is flat and calm, very clear, very little jellyfish. So, I mean, we didn't have a shark that everyone was excited about because there was a shark in the water. And, yes, there are sharks out there.
Wait, what now? There's sharks that live in the Gulf?
There are, and the water is so clear and flat. Yes, you will see them. I saw some stingrays swimming by the other day, some manta rays coming by.
Whoa, Dave, I know you're a professional. I trust your expert opinion. But are you telling me that in the Gulf of Mexico there are sharks, stingrays? Surely there's never jellyfish.
Hey, and to top it off, we saw a manatee a few days ago. So there are manatees out there also. There's
Wow,
and, I learn stuff every day with you.
Yeah, it's been flat and calm, and we're winding down the season like a lot of lifeguard agencies are, and that's why we're thinking about the whole East Coast of the U.S. because you've got that tropical activity in the Atlantic, and it's going to churn up surf all up and down the East Coast, and their agencies, just similar to ours, are experiencing reduced staffing, since school has started.
Yeah, that's interesting. So we've got this this high surf that's going to be coming up the coast this weekend from Lee and maybe past that. I haven't been following the day parts exactly, but They, I assume, like you say, they're dealing with the same staffing challenges, maximum number of hours for the, you know, under 18s, can't drive the trucks, people are back in school. So they're dealing with the same limitations at a time when they really are going to need guards, right?
Oh, exactly. And, you know, if you look at the population density of that whole area of the U.S. is a lot higher than the density is a lot higher than it is around in our area. So, but we're I'll be thinking about those agencies up and down the coast. But that being said, you know, we are planning, we're moving ahead for 2024. There's a few months left of this year, but we have our lifeguard tryout December 9th and December 16th for the 2024 season. So people hear the thing, like, you have a lifeguard shortage? Hey, I can work as a lifeguard. Well, now's your chance to start preparing. Nice. December 9th and December 16th.
Very good. Well, obviously, when we get a little bit closer to that, we'll remind people. But plan ahead now for in December if you want to guard or want to find out if you would be good enough at it.
Is the tryout at UWF?
It's usually in the aquatic center, right? At UWF?
Aquatic. Right. Yeah. We'll have more details as we get closer to the date on our website.
Very good. Dave Greenwood, he is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thanks for keeping our beaches safe and for keeping us informed, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I look forward to talking to you next Friday.
Of course. 7:25 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. A lot more people are weighing in on this Hunter Biden thing. Let's see. Somebody says, Hunter Biden thing reminded me of the idea that if you spank your kids, you're sparing them for the more harsh judgment of God. Almost like Joe agreed to allow this in exchange for squashing the bigger issues. Somebody says, lying on a gun form is not an obscure charge. It is used often and quickly, not delayed like it was for Hunter. This is the idea that injustice has been done in the fact that he wasn't punished more quickly, because that's a significant thing. Somebody here says, also with the way the ATF is taking FFL licenses for minor mistakes, on those forms, the ATF should go after anyone who lies on the 4473. And somebody else had texted me, this is on my own phone, so I have to go to a different part of it. A fair justice system would have indicted Hunter years ago. That was political, so this is compensating for that. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Ohio Senate Committee on Rail Safety has now released its report on that big train derailment in February in East Palestine. The report includes recommendations on how to prevent and respond to future train accidents. That includes encouraging Congress to pass the Railway Safety Act. We've been talking a lot about the UAW, but the strike continues in Hollywood as well. Major film and TV studios now have agreed to resume contract talks with striking Hollywood writers. The Alliance of Motion Picture and TV Producers said Thursday they're working to schedule a meeting next week to continue those negotiations. And yesterday, Andrew, we learned that MGM Resorts in Las Vegas had fallen victim to a recent cyber attack that wreaked havoc on their properties. Well, now apparently Caesar's Palace has also fallen victim.
The casino giant now saying hackers breached their firewalls and hijacked critical data that includes social security and driver's license numbers for customers who signed up for their loyalty program.
And the reports are that that Caesars has paid about $15 million in ransom demanded by hackers. This was in a separate attack, though, last month. There's no word on this current one. But Caesar says there's no evidence that they were able to retrieve bank account information. So I guess that's the good thing.
That's a little bit less awful than it would have otherwise been. David, thanks so much for the update. If you are thinking about buying that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality, almost new cars. I don't even like the term used with that. I mean, technically, yes. But I think because, you know, used kind of connotes the car that is just about on its last legs. Right? That's kind of what you picture the used car dealership. And it's just not like that at Frontier. It's cars that are a year or two or maybe 3 years old, trucks, vans, you know, whatever, that are like new. And they're just basically they're new to you. OK. And like the van that we bought a couple of years ago, we got a Honda Odyssey that was a year old with 12,000 miles. It had been on a lease, came back to the dealership 1 year after the lease in Orlando. They couldn't sell it. I have no idea why, but I appreciate that they didn't. Frontier went there, bought it on an auction and brought it back to us. We've got a smoking deal on a great car with 12,000 miles. It was a year old. So that's the kind of car you want. And then you know, I don't know about you, but what I do is I buy a car and then I drive it until it's the wheels are falling off. So, you know, I'm only, you know, the Odyssey I think is maybe 80,000 miles, something like that now. My Civic has 170. You know, that's how we do cars. Anyway, so Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality used vehicles for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Oh, this is so fascinating. It kind of gels a bunch of things that we've talked about many different times on the show about AI and like the deep fakes and producing things and the way like the strike that's going on with Hollywood. Keira Knightley, the actress Keira Knightley, is looking into the possibility of copywriting her face so that people can't use her face to make movies or anything else. Like her face is a, you know, a copyright.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. And, you know, she says at the moment it's for the voice so that the voiceover industry can't use her voice. I would think this is actually kind of a natural way to approach the problem of, you know, people using your voice or your image for other things because you tend to own that stuff to begin with. Like somebody can't generally get a trademark on your name unless they have a connection to you.
Right.
And so I would think this would be a natural pathway in the law, but we should just make it that you own your face and your voice, your likeness and reproduction of it, unless you sell it to somebody else, right?
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A United Auto Workers strike starts with three plans to start. Robin Murdoch with Fox 2 Detroit at a Ford plant in Wayne, Michigan.
It does employ about 4,600 workers. They make the Ford Bronco here. About 4,100 workers at that Stellantis assembly plant in Toledo, Ohio. They produce the Jeep Wrangler. And then about 4,100 workers at GM's plant in Wentzville, Missouri. They build the Chevy GMC vans as well as pickup trucks.
Contract talks are expected to resume tomorrow. President's son Hunter Biden's attorney says federal gun charges related to his drug use at the time are politically driven.
This office has never brought a charge like this against anybody. Therefore, you have to ask what changed.
Abby Lowell on MSNBC, a plea deal on tax charges that would have also had these gun charges eventually wiped out fell apart. There's no time or place announced for Hunter Biden to turn himself in. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. 73 degrees right now. It is mostly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. Somewhere between $6,000 and $10,000 is believed to have gone missing from the Pine Forest High School cheerleading coffers. Escambia County School District officials haven't commented on this investigation yet, but they have shed some light on the school's accounting practices.
We want to make sure that we can follow that. We followed our processes. And if that's not, if we can't uncover things in our audit and things like that, then it may be necessary to open an investigation.
And that is Escambia County Deputy Superintendent Sheena Payne, who talked with Channel 3. The Escambia Sheriff's Office does continue to investigate the incident, but so far no suspects have been named. Two cheerleading staff members did abruptly resign recently. FHP troopers say somebody drove through a fence, crashed into a boat over at Aqua Force Marine on Fairfield Drive yesterday. That happened early in the morning, and what's worse, they say the driver fled the scene. FHP looking for a Hyundai with significant front end damage. Pensacola police have two mental health professionals joining their force next month. Spokesman Mike Wood tells us more about how they're going to be utilized once they get there.
So if it's a call that may involve a situation to where a mental health professional is needed, they will go. The officers, of course, will go in first to make sure everything is okay, that there's no violence going on and that sort of thing. And then the mental health professionals will go in and do their thing and hopefully solve the situation much faster.
And Wood says that the mental health professionals will not be wearing police uniforms. Then they'll have more training than officers in how to de-escalate certain situations. Police officers will be available for backup if they are needed. The man that interim Century Mayor Luis Gomez Jr. wanted to hire recently as a temporary city manager is now taking a job in Arkansas. Gomez had asked the town council for permission to hire Robert Thompson shortly after he was sworn into office. He said he was in over his head. He recommended hiring Thompson, who'd been the former Dufuniac Springs city manager, as he learned the ropes. And the town council instead decided to advertise that position. Thompson now is taking a job in Texarkana, Arkansas. The council now plans to review their options for a temporary manager next week. The body of a missing 15-year-old swimmer that drowned in Nassau County has been recovered. The search for the boy was suspended on Wednesday night, resumed yesterday morning. He was found about a half mile from where he was last seen with two other swimmers. A J-man died in a car crash over in Alabama. That happened in front of Flemington High School this week. And police say 68-year-old Raymond McDaniel was killed after he crashed into a semi-truck. He'd recently retired from the town of Jay after serving the community for over 20 years. Flemington police and Alabama state troopers investigating that crash. And there's a state senator in Miami that is looking into boating safety. He wants to require all boaters, regardless of age, go through a mandatory boating safety course. Last year, 63 people died while operating a boat statewide. Currently, law requires people born after 1988 to pass the course. Anybody older would be grandfathered in. One boater tells Channel 3 boater safety is learned by operating and hands-on experience.
Well, it upsets me, and I'm not going to go get a card. I've been boating all these years. I don't think that card's going to make me a safer operator. I'd run the risk of getting a ticket. Come get me.
The bill would not affect rental companies, and the course takes a few hours to complete, creates a designation that would be put on your driver's license when you've passed. It is 7:35, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
One accident in Milton right now. It's Cyanamid and Avalon Road, and it does look like it's blocking a few things. It's a roadblock southbound on Avalon. So use caution there. Also, Guidy and 9 Mile in Pensacola showing an accident, but I'm not showing a roadblock. And certainly if you know different or you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We do have some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. 50% chance of rain overall. High today near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight dropping near 73 degrees. For Saturday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 88. Saturday night temperatures dropping into the low 70s. This is Brooke Richardson for the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 73 degrees in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. More than 60,000 healthcare workers have voted to authorize a strike against Kaiser Permanente if an agreement is not reached when their current contract expires September 30th. The California union's more than 57,000 members include medical assistants, surgical technicians, and social workers, among other healthcare professionals. Some 4,000 healthcare workers in Oregon and Washington state voted to authorize strikes against Kaiser later Thursday. In Colorado, 3,000 workers authorized strikes against Kaiser last week. Kaiser operates 39 hospitals and more than 600 medical offices across 8 states in Washington, D.C. Spirit Airlines says it will partner with Liberty University, the 10th school that it's working with, to help beef up a pilot training pipeline as the industry continues to face a shortfall. The program will allow students pursuing aviation degrees at the Virginia University to apply to the company's pipeline program after completing their sophomore year. On Wall Street, futures this morning are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, it's eclectic. They started with a dream and a vision to be the band of choice for any occasion. Funk, jazz, Motown, R&B, neo-soul, country, top 40, and more. This week at Bands on the Beach with Eclectic. No pets, no glass.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Sorry, it's RuPaul.
No, I love it. I like it's fabulous.
CoverGirl, but I thought it was the
okay,
Take
I should
a
know
Swish.
That.
That's CoverGirl,
like, that's
the,
like his
other
favorite,
one
favorite,
song.
His famous song, CoverGirl, right? Isn't that like the big song you ever made?
I guess. All that's right. What I thought.
Cool.
I had the single. Not that I know
I
what that
moving.
Is because I'm too young.
I'll take
yeah,
it. Well, 7:39 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We had Governor DeSantis did an interview with CBS this week, and it was kind of played over a couple of different days, and so I've been kind of sharing it as we go along. But the one question came from Nora O'Donnell about, well, do you think that, and I don't think she says Trump in the clip, but, you know, do you think he can win even if he's convicted?
Do you believe that voters will elect someone who is facing 91 criminal counts?
So I didn't think even before all this that the president, former president, should have run again. I mean, I think that there's too many voters who he's a deal breaker for them.
I mean, Nikki Haley says Americans won't vote for a convicted criminal. Do you agree with that?
I think the chance of getting elected president after being convicted of a felony is as close to zero as you can get.
Oh, man, I don't know that it's true. I think I've said this before. I don't think that Trump wins the general election. Okay, that's the problem. That's, you know, one of the reasons that I don't think he should be the nominee is because I don't think he wins the general election against Biden. But, you know, the more you attack him, the stronger he gets, right? So it seems to be. The passion gets higher against him. But what he's saying, by the way, is not that, like, all of America would not vote for Trump. He's just saying that he doesn't think if he's actually convicted that there's any chance enough voters would vote yes for him, that there's enough that would vote no for that very reason. I don't know. This is all hard to figure out with people, you know, because he's right about the high negatives, right? Like, the people who are against Trump are against Trump. It's hard to talk them in. And the people who are for Trump are so for Trump that there's nothing that could talk them out. So I'm not sure that anything really moves that barometer at all, one way or the other. Other questions that came up about, you know, fixing the American economy and inflation.
How does a President DeSantis get inflation down?
Stop spending so much money. We need a president that's going to be a force for spending restraint, because that's one of the root causes with Congress spending so much. Two, open up domestic energy production. Energy costs are a huge part of inflation.
Yeah, if you have cheaper energy, then you have cheaper transportation, and you can start to cut back down on prices at least a little bit, theoretically. But, you know, she properly pushes back on this we'll cut spending business.
On that issue of spending, the issue is that, in fact, Republicans, and under Donald Trump, he added $8 trillion to the debt. And as Nikki Haley pointed out during the debate, Republicans have earmarked more in spending bills than Democrats do. Do Republicans have a spending problem?
Yes, of course. This is Republicans and Democrats in D.C. that have done this. This is not just one political party. Republicans talk big when they're out of power, but when they get in, they don't put their money where their mouth is. And, you know, you're right. Donald Trump added almost $8 trillion to the debt in 4 years. He ran saying he was going to eliminate the national debt, maybe over an 8-year period, but he did make that promise, and they did the opposite.
That's a broken promise.
Well, of course it is.
And he's right, and I'm glad he admits it. At the same time, the fair follow-up to that would be, well, what makes you different? What makes you think you can get in there and actually get spending under control? Because the president doesn't get to pick all this stuff. I think this is an opportunity when he's campaigning to talk about the line item veto, which does not exist at the federal level. That's where, you know, the legislature in Tallahassee sends him a budget, and he can take his pen to any line of it he doesn't like. And he does every single year, sometimes more, sometimes less. This is a long tradition going back. But he should explain that to people, because people inside of Florida don't know that. People outside of Florida certainly don't know that. And it would give him an opportunity to say, you know, in Florida, I have this tool. I use it aggressively. Here's the numbers every year. This budget, that's how much I vetoed. This, and from Republicans, that's how much I vetoed. I would advocate for a line item veto at the federal level as well. Oh, talk about terrifying D.C. politicians, the line item veto, right? Seriously. And so he should campaign on that, because that's a winning issue, I think, for him as a conservative. Switching to abortion, which, of course, we talked about this quite a bit, that the, you know, Florida State Supreme Court heard the oral arguments on Friday. They'll be issuing a ruling sometime in the near future. I think it is likely that they will say privacy does not protect abortion rights in Florida. Therefore, because we have a constitutional amendment, which does not exist elsewhere or in the federal constitution. And so it'll be down to the 6-week limit. But and that's all kind of backdrop just to understanding how he gets asked this question.
There is new data out that the number of abortions in Florida has actually increased since Dobbs. For those who oppose abortion rights, is it time to enact a national ban on abortion?
Well, the issue with Florida is that the southeastern states have very, very strong pro-life laws. Florida is litigating under a 15-week, and so we have become, against our wishes, a destination. Now, we've also done the Heartbeat Protection Act, which would go into effect once the courts clear this, which I think would probably stop the whole abortion tourism thing. So we don't want to be an abortion tourism destination.
By the way, that's one of the weirdest things that has only been lightly reported, is precisely because post-Dobbs, so many states enacted, you know, very big restrictions. I'm looking at a map, and I think this map is right. Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, Indiana, West Virginia all have total bans on abortion. Total bans. No abortion. Okay? There might be exceptions in some cases, but, you know, it's a zero-week standard. Okay? Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, I think, have 6 and 12 weeks, respectively. Florida, right now, doesn't have anything in place as far as restrictions, because even the 15-week ban is stayed pending litigation at the Supreme Court. So, weirdly, even though we have enacted a 6-week, though it's on pause, people are coming here from the Southeast to get abortions. That's why the abortion rate is actually up in the state of Florida. Weirdly, it's as he says, it's abortion tourism. We'll come back to his answers on this in just a second. Candy's got
that's
traffic.
Such a horrible way to say it.
But
I know.
You know what's? I don't know how. You know.
I know.
That's the term. You know.
I'm just imagining the shirts and stickers. Right. 3 Mile Bridge / General Chappie James Bridge, same bridge. Northbound / westbound near the Visit Pensacola Welcome Center. This is where it is. Somebody has a flat tire, a little bit of a slowdown there this morning. That's all I'm seeing. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. Avalon and Cyanamid has been moved off to the side. And we are News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's sort of like, you know, we talk about medical tourism, like people going to Mexico to get cheap plastic surgery.
I know, but I can see, like, hey, get your new face down in Mexico. What is the shirt for Florida?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and don't text it in.
No,
I don't
need
to see it. I don't need to see it. But
let's see. Back to the conversation that he was having with Nora O'Donnell again about the national ban is another topic on this subject that came
there
up.
There is new data out that the number of abortions.
Sorry, that's the one I just asked her. Here we go.
Why won't you answer that question?
What do you mean?
About why you would support a federal ban.
I support pro-life policies. I'll be a pro-life president. But at the same time, you know, I've got to chart the course and be honest with people about, okay, how do you advance the ball like we did in Florida? And the way you do that is really bottom up.
Yeah, I agree with her. He doesn't answer this question. And the governor has shown a habit in the debate and in some other venues where he doesn't answer some of these fairly straightforward questions. Do you believe we should have a federal standard for abortion or not? Now, it's a tricky question to answer politically, because if you say, yes, we should, then you run afoul of people who will say, well, where's the justification in the Constitution for that? And you might argue that it's built into the, cannot deprive of life, liberty, or property. Okay, maybe. Or if you say no, then the pro-lifers start to wonder. I don't think any pro-lifers wonder about DeSantis particularly. But it is weird that he doesn't answer that question directly, frankly. That is an odd question for him to not answer.
We have no criminal penalty. The penalties are for the physician. I mean, a lot of these
Governor,
women
I read
are,
the bill.
He was asked whether you'd punish women who get an abortion.
It says just this. It does include jail time and fines for, quote, any person who willfully performs or actively participates in a termination
of
pregnancy.
And that's for the providers. It is not for the women.
Is a woman not actively participating in the termination of her pregnancy?
No, because she's not a medical practitioner. So there are
no
women.
So you are not for criminalizing women?
No, absolutely not. And that will not happen in Florida.
And it's good for him to be clear on that. But this is also, look, at heart, you know, I'm a philosopher, taught logic and ethics.
What?
Yeah, I know. Weird, right? And I only remind you of that because this has always, it is a logical inconsistency, okay? If you say that abortion is immoral, is infanticide, is murder, is whatever your term is, okay? If you say that, the natural consequence of that is that, therefore, doctors need to be punished. But also the mother, logically, is cooperating in the decision to terminate, right? But what pro-lifers have long recognized is nobody's going to support prosecuting the women. That's a politically losing, even though logical. The American electorate is not always logical. Have you noticed? So sometimes you have to take political positions that you can't make sense of logically because it's what the voters want. And if you came out and said, no, I think that women participating in getting an abortion should be punished just as doctors should be punished, you would have zero chance of getting elected president because that's just where people are. So it's an odd one. And he's correctly, in order to be elected, has to say, no, the law doesn't say that. The, you know, for whatever reason, illogical though they might be, that we're not going to punish the women. But again, you know, sort of rationally, the question she's asking is correct. But on, you know, legal grounds, would you be able to punish under this law? And the answer is no, because they're not participating medically in it. They're consenting, but not doing, you might say. 750 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you have any kind of plumbing issues, you've got a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall, when you flush the toilet or turn on the faucet, the water pressure, the water temperature, these things are not adequate, call Barbary. They've got a solution, flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour. So you know what the price is going to be when you say yes. And then afterwards, you pay that price. Exactly. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
This morning at 10:30, join A Hope on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe that every life is precious, that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. Today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
Four times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Mayo, kiss my grits!
Companies, the members, and the public know that what we've been fighting for, and we've been clear, midnight on the evening of September 14th is a deadline. This is our generation's defining moment. The money is there, the cause is righteous, the world is watching, and the UAW is ready to stand up.
The cause is righteous. Well, again, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. The ask is 40% pay raise over the next several years. The counteroffer from Mary Barr at GM, I don't know why, don't ask. the counteroffer was 20%, not good enough, and a 32-hour work week. That must be nice. And traditional pensions for all. And you get a car, and you get a car, and you get 32 hours, and you get a pension. Oh, my God. It's crazy what they are asking for, but now they're on strike. They got these three plants down, and, you know, you got to figure everything is going to go down here fairly shortly. Just fighting for justice. Here's my issue, okay? Aside from the demands sounding outrageous, what do you think this is? France, 32-hour work week. Only have 30. Isn't 30 the typical work week in France? I believe that's right. I'm going.
Why are you asking me? I'm the least one to know.
So, aside from that, it's the basic problem of unions. I have two basic reasons why I can't stand unions, unless they represent like the cops and the firefighters, and that's just because I love those people so much. But the problem with the unions, typically, number one, is that a union is a monopoly. Right, the goal of a union is to be a labor monopoly. Take all of the labor supply force, put it into one bucket, act as a unit, in order to what? Drive up the price of labor, and what do we also know that monopolies do? They drive down the value of the product because they avoid competition. Competition makes products better and prices lower. So by definition, if you have a monopoly, and that's what a union is, an intended monopoly, it doesn't always work that way, but that's the goal, is to have a leverage through monopoly power, which winds up driving up prices and driving down quality, period. So philosophically, you can't say that companies are bad for being monopolies, but unions are good for being monopolies. Monopolies are bad. Second, because of the way they do business. When they go on strike, what always happens? You have equipment get sabotaged, you get cars, tires get slashed, you get people get harassed, spit on, yelled at, or worse, violence ensues. You know, my wife worked at a company where she was in management. She was an engineer, you know. She's in an office doing Excel and access spreadsheets. And they go on strike, so she's working a, you know, 20-ton crane in a warehouse, right? Which is crazy, but true. And going through the picket line, as a manager, the harassment that she endured was, like, I wanted to go fight people. You know what I mean? Because it's ridiculous. That kind of violence and coercion and criminal behavior is common as a tactic to prevent the company from working around the monopoly. And that's unethical, too. So I have issues with unions in general. 757 News Radio 92.3. Let's see. Candy's got traffic for us.
All right. And just watching a couple of things now. One is Highway 29, just southbound, just north of 10 Mile Road, showing an accident this morning, but no roadblock. Guiding Lane and East 9 Mile showing an accident with no roadblock. And certainly is caution wherever you are. 3 Mile Bridge, General Chappie James Bridge, again, same bridge, northbound / westbound, same direction. On that bridge near the Visit Pensacola Welcome Center. Again, just to give you an idea, somebody with a flat tire, a little bit of a slowdown this morning as you're making your way across the bridge, but not blocked or anything.
Probably tried to cross the picket line.
Is that what it is? They're scabs. 437-1620 if you have a traffic tip. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, and be careful on the roads.
Yeah. No, I had somebody text in who is always opposed to me on policy but said, you know, had to take my wife to a picket line. I know what you mean there. Yeah, no, exactly. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
China's sanctioning U.S. defense companies Northrop Grumman and Lockheed Martin for providing weapons to Taiwan. The Chinese Foreign Ministry made that announcement today, and they said that to be able to hold on a second.
We're waiting. What did Northrop Grumman do?
They write these things with, like, these giant bulky quotes.
Oh, I know.
We urge the U.S. side to effectively abide by the One China principle and stop arming Taiwan, or else it'll be subject to resolute and forceful retaliation by the Chinese side.
I always feel like the statements from China are written by the AI.
Yeah, I believe so.
They always feel so artificial and blustery. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, closing arguments begin today in the Texas impeachment trial of Attorney General Ken Paxton. The defense rested its case yesterday. They called four witnesses. Paxton has pleaded not guilty to 16 charges involving misuse of powers. And the state Senate there in Texas will decide whether or not he'll stay in office. They'll begin their deliberations after closing arguments today.
All right. Thanks so much, David. Oh, I did see an interesting story. Speaking of AI, Tim Burton, they'd used an AI to make an animated character. Like, what if he had made a Disney, like, his style?
Oh, sure, sure.
And he said it was the creepiest thing. It reminded me when other cultures say, don't take my picture because it's taking away your soul. He said that's what it felt like. It was very disturbing. It was a robot taking my humanity.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.